Alright, so second podcast. I had an idea just a minute ago of what I was gonna talk about. Okay, so earlier I was gonna talk about how my day went, I guess. I don't know, I pretty much slept the whole day, what I do every other day. My friend gave me a suggestion, and he said how it would be like going back into school. And going back into school for me, I think it's gonna be weird, because me normally going into school always feels weird, like going on the bus in the morning so early at like 7 and seeing so many people. And like, it before summer it was already weird enough, because I don't do well with crowds, I get really nervous and stuff. So I can't imagine how it would be like going back now and wearing a mask. And me, when I get nervous, I get a little hot and sweaty, or not really sweaty, but I get hot and red and stuff. So with a mask, I'm gonna be suffocating, because one class is gonna be like on the way other end from another class. So yeah, so I'm not looking forward to it. And seeing that I don't have a choice by my parents, I don't have a choice to do online or in school, I'm being quote-unquote forced to do it in school, which is okay, I don't mind. If it was normal, this COVID thing is gonna start being the new normal, I feel like. And I guess it's not okay, but it's just what I'm gonna have to get used to, and what a lot of people are gonna get used to. And there's I made a joke on my Instagram that if Quiet, who is a YouTuber that I love to watch, if he can wear a mask and a hoodie for 3 years, then so can I. And he does that for like so long, okay, for like a few hours a day. And he's been doing that for 3 years. So if I can do it for 8 hours a day for 3 years, I'm fine. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's basically how I feel about the school thing, you know. I feel it's going to be scary, too, because of COVID. And because I know some kids are going to be so not smart and not wear a mask or anything on their face. So that's really worrying to think about. And I don't know, with my family, we already had some cases of COVID, or like some cases where they think they had COVID and then they didn't, but it was still scary. So it's gonna be scary, very scary for me going into school, people without masks, and they could have COVID, and me coming back home and not knowing what I brought in the house or something. And that's very scary for me. So I don't know where I'm going with this. I feel like the school should maybe shut down the school a little bit longer, just until we get less cases, just until we get less than 4 million cases, because I've seen a lot of people say it's so weird how they close down school on 4,000 cases but open it on 4 million cases. Like, yeah, that's weird, but I mean, I guess for the teachers, it's like their only job, so how else would they make money? Unless they're being paid like unemployment or something. I hope I'm saying that right, but yeah, I don't know. I think that's weird, and I hope they like shut it down for a little bit. And if any teachers are out there listening, yes, I promise I will do my work. Please shut down the school. But yeah. So, about my day. Like I said, I was just sleeping most of the day. And my mom had... Why did I say it like that? Like, I hate her? No, I'm okay with my mom. But my mom had told me this morning that my siblings were going to be... coming over for a barbecue, which was totally unexpected because it was just a last minute warning. So yeah, so I didn't see my sister or my brother-in-law because I had slept in, but I did see my brother and my niece and my sister-in-law, but I don't know how I felt about seeing her because I feel like, I mean, it's too much to say on a podcast. People shouldn't know my personal stuff. But anyways, I had saw my niece, and it's been months since I've seen them. And when I saw my niece, I yelled her name, and she's only three, so I squatted down, and she ran to me with, like, arms open, and we hugged, and I, like, raised her in the air like a Simba. And it was so fun. I missed her so much. And when I had went back into my room after that, and I fell asleep, and when I woke up 10 minutes later, I started crying because I was like, I should have said more to her. I miss her so much. And my brother, it's been so long. So yeah, it sounds really dumb. I know. But I really love my niece. She's my favorite person. She's one of my favorite people in my family aside from my brother and my sister. So yeah. Also, this just came into my mind because I have a drink next to me. And it's kind of related to the drink. So I hate it when people chew with their mouth open. Because that's so nasty. Like, what if, like, food falls out of your mouth? And when you chew, people are seeing what you're eating. And that just, like, makes me want to gag. I was going to do a gag noise, but that's really nasty. So, and I know a lot of people listening, quote-unquote, a lot, which is, like, three people, are gonna be like, ew, why'd you do that? Unfollow. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's, like, nasty. Can't you choke on your food? Like, if you chew with your mouth open? I've heard that's possible. Also, I got LED lights, and it's only 16 feet, and it only covers one of my walls, and the lights fell off of my wall and while I was sleeping, and it fell on me, and I guess I just slept through it. So yeah, I put them back up, but not properly because I'm really short and I can't reach that top, that high place in my roof. So yeah, oh yeah, that's why I brought up my LEDs, because I was gonna be like, oh yeah, so what color should I set them? Yeah, I'm not really sure what color, because I like all the colors. I've tried them all out. My favorite one is red, but it mainly depends on the mood I'm feeling. Like, if I'm mad, I'll set it to lavender, because I've heard lavender is a really calming color. So yeah, it's always nice to try and calm your nerves when you're mad, even knowing you're mad. Just try to calm down, because it's really scary when people are mad. So, oh yeah, be aware of when you're mad. I'm saying mad a lot, but yeah, be aware of your emotions, because they could get the best of you, and you don't want them to do that. So yeah, even if it's like a really happy emotion, calm down, please. It's not that being happy is a bad thing, it's just that sometimes people are a little bit annoyed, and them seeing someone really, really happy is gonna make them more annoyed, so it's okay to be happy around an annoyed person, as long as you're not, oh my god, look at what I did! You're happy, you know? But yeah. There's not a lot of things I want to say. 9 minutes already? Jeez, I barely started talking, so buckle up. Okay, so another one of my friends suggested I talk about wine and crime. I'm too young to drink alcohol, but my grandmother really likes to drink red wine, so there's the wine part. And crime, it's a no-no. I feel like everyone's done a crime at least once in their life and probably haven't noticed it, or they've done it purposefully, but they were really kids, so nobody really cared. Oh yeah, speaking of crime, did you know that in some countries, I don't know if this is true or not, but I forgot where I heard it. I was like 9 or something, I think. But in some countries, wet socks are a form of torture, and it's used as like a punishment. And honestly, good, because that is so uncomfortable. Like, oh, I was seeing this girl. She was taking photo shoots in the rain, and she had rain boots on, and the rain was going in her rain boots. And I didn't know that was like an actual thing. Like, I've seen it in cartoons and stuff. And she like took off her rain boot in the middle of the street. She put her foot down, her sock on a puddle, and like, how would you live with that? But I guess it's okay, her sock was already wet because her boot was like filled up with water. So yeah, I have two drinks. I have Hawaiian Punch and water. I've heard a lot of people don't like Hawaiian Punch, and I don't, it's just fruit punch, so what's there not to like? All right, unless there's like other flavors. I have the fruit juicy red. It's so funny when companies name it's so funny when companies name like a color something crazy, like Starburst Pink or something, or Volcanic Magna or something like that. Like, I'm going off of like Crazy Art Crowns. Oh yeah, that's another thing. Do you guys say crowns or crayons? It's weird. Okay, but when I was a kid, I used to say crown, like how, like the thing the queen has on her head. I don't even, does she even wear a crown? Crown, crayon. I say it differently now, but yeah. I guess when I was a kid, I had like, I guess everyone did, where their words were like babied. They got baby words, and so they would be like wello or black or something like that, you know, like, I don't know, everything was really weird back then. But if I could go back to when I was a kid, I definitely would. And I don't know one person, okay, there's probably a lot of people who wouldn't want to go back to when they were a kid, but that's okay. Look, I'm not gonna get into that. I just want this to be a happy place. So, oh no, I changed my lights to red to see if the red would show up on the remote, and it did, and it got really scary. Okay, sorry. Oh yeah, I don't know what I was talking about earlier, I'm sorry. I get off topic a lot. That's a really bad thing for me being, like, a podcast person. So yeah. I shouldn't ask, like, oh yeah, what are your guys' opinions? What do you guys like? What do you guys think? Because most of the people won't even respond and just listen, which is okay. I guess I could ask the questions and you could be like, oh yeah, this is what I think, or this is blah blah blah. Like, it's fun doing that. I'll listen to podcasts sometimes and it'll be like, oh, how are you guys doing? And I'll be like, good. And then, yeah, I don't know, that's fun, cute little thing. It's not cute. Okay, anyways, I'm afraid of the dark. Okay. Yeah, let's go off from there. There's a lot of things I think I'm afraid of. Like, dolls. Oh, dolls are really scary. Like, so scary. I remember my grandma, she had gotten me this Cabbage Patch doll. And it was, like, vintage. And it was so scary. She got it for me for my birthday. And I don't know, I'm just so scared of dolls. But stuffed animals are totally okay. I love stuffed animals. They're my favorite thing. They're one of my favorite things in the whole world. Because I had actually made a stuffed animal with my own hands. I know, I am such a capable human being. But yeah. I also have a pink alpaca. His name is Jimmy. He has a lot of history. And I'll probably get into that later. But yeah, anyways, back to the scary topic, which isn't scary, but just things I'm afraid of. Like, the dark, I've seen some things where it's all like, oh, you're not afraid of the dark, you're afraid of what's in the dark. And like, honestly, shut up. I know I am, but I don't need you telling me that, because that makes it 10 times more scary. I know I'm afraid of what could be in the dark, but I don't need someone telling me that, because that makes everything scary. And I just repeated that. I'm dumb. Anyways. Frogs. Frogs are cute. I don't know. Oh yeah, my friend, she's my very best friend, and I told her to get me a possum or a raccoon for Christmas, because I think they're really cute, and she's like, ew, possums are so ugly, and I was like, queen, what? But yeah, I think rodents are cute, I guess. Sloths, they're ugly but cute, and I want one as a pet. I told my sister that, and she was all like, if you have one as a pet when you're sleeping, it could claw your eyes out. And I was like, that's okay, I'll just keep it in a cage. And she was like, oh, okay. They're probably really expensive to keep, though. Oh, yeah. My friend, actually, a lot of my friends heard my last podcast. I don't know how to feel about that, because I'm not comfortable hearing my own voice. It's very awkward to me. And I know a lot of people are like that too, and it's normal. To me, it's perfectly normal. I can't say normal right, by the way, so bear with me. But yeah, my friends are like, go sis, listen to this girl's podcast. And so yeah, and my friend, I'm not gonna mention that because he's obviously gonna know who he is, but another friend was all like, oh yeah, when are you gonna make your next podcast? And I was like, at 3 a.m., obviously. When else would I do it? So he was like, you better, or something like that. So yeah. And he gave me another topic that's really inappropriate. I don't want to talk about it, obviously, because it's so inappropriate. but yeah, so he was all like, oh yeah, I listened to this at work, or something. He was like, yeah, I'm gonna listen to it at work because I work in the morning. And I was like, oh, okay. That's so crazy that he works and I wanted to get a job before him. Okay. I would say I'm a pretty competitive person. I don't know. If I'm in a competition or something, I'll pretend not to care, even though deep inside me, I do. And I'm hoping that me showing that I don't care, that I get to win. So I'm very competitive, and so him getting a job first was like, okay, you got a job first, way to go. And I feel like that because now I'm just used to him hearing me. I don't know how to word that, but I'm just used to hearing about him having a job now. Another thing, I kind of know how to drive, and I want to drive, but my mom won't let me. I think that's better, because my birthday was recently, and I don't know if I should say how old I am. That's for another podcast. But yeah, so my birthday was very recent, so my mom was like, no, you can't drive. And I was like, okay. So yeah, I feel like when I do these podcast things, it's always good to keep like a drink around, no matter what it is, that's not alcohol or laced. Just a normal kid drink, you know, like a juice or something. So, or water, you know. Just things that won't mess me up. But it's good, because sometimes your throat could get dry. And that's all I can think of. But yeah. If you hear birds chirping, it's 6 in the morning. I keep doing these things. Keep doing, like I've said, done it like 10,000 times. No, last podcast I did this at like 6 in the morning, and now I'm doing it at 6:28 in the morning exactly. So yeah, so it's funny that it's called like 3 a.m. talks, when so I came up with that name on the spot. Yeah, this is another thing, I came up with that name on the spot because I was like, well, these are talks that I would have with myself at 3 a.m. like a lot. So yeah, so that's just why I named it that, even though it's at 6 a.m. which is totally okay. Does that mean I'm lying? I didn't promise it, I didn't guarantee it was gonna be at 3 a.m. but it is called 3 a.m. anyways. I'm not this is okay. Editing podcasts, I want to say it's so hard, but I know my sponsor is gonna be like, you're supposed to say it's easy, but Okay, hopefully they don't listen to this part because it's already 20 minutes in. Editing is a little tricky because I'm not used to technology. All I do on my phone is play video games, go on Instagram, and text my mom and watch YouTube. And that's all I do. So yeah. So I'm not really like a genius with editing and stuff. But yeah, so it's a little tricky and it's gonna take some time to work it out. And if I have trouble with it, then the episode's gonna come out unedited. But it's not like people really care about that part. And now this is the point where I feel like nobody's gonna get this far and nobody's gonna care. But that's okay. Because I don't know. I just feel like it's okay. Anyways, I had Starbucks today, and then right after, I fell asleep. I don't like coffee. It was a Frappuccino. Why did I say it like that? Anyways, it was a Frappe. Frappuccino. It's the same thing, right? Anyways, it was that, and then it had coffee in it, and I thought it was came without coffee originally in it. I don't like coffee. Coffee tastes really nasty to me. I'm sorry to those coffee drinkers. I don't mind you. It's just me personally. So yeah. On the 29th, the day after my birthday, I had boba for the first time ever. And it was good, but bad at the same time. So yeah, I kept that boba cup for memories. Because I wouldn't say hoarder. I don't hoarder things, because that's weird. But yeah, I'm gonna drink my Hawaiian punch, excuse me. I took a sip, and because I'm too scared to take a drink. So yeah, I was reading earlier. Okay, I read a lot, and I'm gonna say that a lot that I read. I know, I'm smart. But yeah. Oh yeah, on Anchor, go to the Anchor app, which is free to download, or anchor.fm. On Anchor, there's like one podcast that I've only listened to, and I don't listen to it that often, but it's one of the old new podcasts I listen to, and it's called like Teenage Therapy or something, and it's with like five teenagers, and I don't know what they do. I don't really pay attention to the talks. I use it as background noise. I feel like that's what a lot of people do with a lot of podcasts. But there's some podcasts that I actually do take time in listening to. Because it's just that important to me and it's that close to my heart. That was me mimicking people. Okay. But yeah. Okay. I don't even know what to talk about at this point, and I feel like I should end it, but I don't know. I had lost a bracelet that my sister had made for me. So yeah, my sister made a bracelet for me, and then I lost it, and then I finally had the courage to tell her that I lost it, and she was just, like, totally fine with it. So yeah. I made a bracelet, and on the bracelet it says Twitch. That's it. That's literally it. It's just a purple bracelet that says Twitch on it. Because Twitch, the streaming site, by the way. So yeah. I go on there a lot to, like, watch streams. What else do you do? Anyways, enough about that. I haven't painted. I used to, like, 2 months ago or something, I used to paint a lot. I was, like, painting everywhere, nonstop. And all of a sudden, I just stopped. And it's because IBS Paint X is the app, I think. Not sponsored. So, yeah, ever since I got that, I've just been, like, drawing on that. Even though I don't have a little pin, I use my finger, and that's really lame. So, yeah. I tried a finger paint a long time ago, a few weeks ago, actually. And it was supposed to be of a bear, but the finger paint did not turn out good, and it looked like I painted it with a paintbrush, and my fingers just got brown and black for no reason when I could have used a paintbrush and gotten the same freaking effect. So, Way to go, Ileana. Round of applause for being so smart. Okay. Christmas is not right around the corner. I don't know when Christmas is. What is this, like, the 8th month? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 4 months. It's in 4 months. I'm sorry. I can't do quick maths. Quick maths. Okay, sorry. That was supposed to be a joke, but it turned out really bad. So yeah. So Christmas is right in around the corner in 4 months. What are you guys getting? Do you guys know what you're getting for Christmas? That little pause there was supposed to be where you answer. Are you guys like, okay, I know there's some kids who are like this. Do you guys ever just like, under the Christmas tree, there's like the bag of a present and you go in it, you find your name and you go in it and see what you got. And like, I did that once. And it was like last year, I think, I did it and it was bad, so yeah. All I got was clothes. I still have like 2 of the hoodies and I can't remember. Oh yeah, I have 2 of the hoodies and 1 shirt. I have like all the clothes from last year, so. And the hoodies don't even fit me anymore. I was gonna say, I guess you could say I got that Tonka truck. Okay, I'm kidding. I can't control my laugh sometimes. It's just everywhere most of the time. And when I laugh, it's really loud. Or when I'm really happy, I'm really loud. I guess that's just, is being loud a personality trait? I don't think it is. That's dumb to say it is. But I'm just loud. I guess I'm just a loud person. Anyways. Sorry, I know that was probably disgusting for a lot of people. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of things that, I'm wording this all wrong, there's a lot of people who find a lot of things disgusting, like the sound of fingers popping, gurgling, what's it called, sipping, like let's say you got the last piece of smoothie in your little cup and you're just doing that to try and get it. Like, people find that so disgusting. Mouth chewing. Something I find really, really disgusting is feet. Feet are so nasty. And yes, feet, like the things at the bottom of your legs. What else would I be talking about? I'm dumb for explaining that. But yeah, I don't know. I think they're really disgusting. I know I have my own pair, but they're just nasty. And if I had a chance when I was born to cut them off, I would. I cut off my legs too, you know. So yeah. There's this dude, an amputee, is that what you call it? I'm not sure what to call it. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. Please forgive me and tell me like what it's actually called if I'm saying it wrong. An amputee, he has both of his legs cut off. And it's just like, I don't know what it's called, but he has like the leg attachment. I don't know. I'm really sorry, but yeah, he's really cute too, but he's like way old, not like 50 or something, but he's older. So yeah, actually my dad just went to work and my mom is just getting up and I haven't gone to sleep yet, and my mom was literally just talking to this about me that I should fix my sleep schedule. I was just like, okay, I already fixed it, and I lied to her, and now I feel not bad at all. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. sorry, I was drinking some Hawaiian punch, and, oh yeah, the character, what is it, the mascot for Hawaiian punch is so weird. Is he supposed to be, like, an actual human being? Because I've never seen a human being that looks like that. Like, it looks like that dude from, like, Surf's Up or something. From that one penguin movie. He looks like he should be in that penguin movie. Happy Feet. Man, am I dumb? Am I not smart? Don't call yourself dumb. Okay, I feel like my sign language teacher would... Oh, I'm so quirky for taking sign language class. I know, shut up. That's not why. I can learn Spanish on my own. Okay. anyways. But yeah, so my sign language teacher, for our warm-up, we would sign, like, I am amazing, I am awesome, I'm a winner, and stuff like that. And it would be, like, a boost up. And honestly, it would help, because in that class, nobody ever talked bad about themselves, at least not from what you could hear in that class. And so, yeah, I mean, what I'm trying to get here is that, basically, if you just remind yourself that you're important, people actually care about you, more people than you think, actually, and that you're wanted, then your whole day could be a whole bunch better. And actually, I wrote this, this is so embarrassing, I wrote this in a little journal. That is so embarrassing. I'm not 12, I swear. Not that there's anything wrong with being 12. Anyways, so yeah, in a journal, one of my favorite content creators, just one of them, he said, you know what, there's a lot of things that can make your whole day better. Like, let's say you go in the shower, when you go for a hot shower, when you get out, you get a warm, fluffy blanket, or warm, fluffy towel, and you dress yourself up so comfortable, and that itself could make your whole day so much better. And honestly, I want a fluffy towel. I've never seen one of those, ever. But yeah. There's a lot of things that can make your day, like, 20 times better, and I feel like that's cool to think about, and I think about it so much, but I never do it. Like, when I wake up, I just wake up, I watch YouTube, and I eat carrots. I literally eat baby carrots in the morning. I'm such a grandma. I love you, Grandma. So yeah, because I know, you never know, your grandma might be listening to your podcast. If she even recognizes my voice. I don't think my dad remembers my name, because he always calls me Mija. He never calls me by my name. I don't think a lot of my family members remember my name, honestly. Like, am I that out of touch with them? I remember their names. Like, my cousin, she calls me Princess, because she's, like, my dad's age, because she's my dad's cousin, so that makes her my cousin, too. Anyways, I should stop getting so into it. But yeah. So my cousin, she calls me Princess, and I don't think I've ever heard her say my name. Like, is that a thing with a lot of families, that they just don't remember your name? Or is that just mine? And I losing touch. I don't talk, but I mean, that was mainly with my dad's side of the family, and I don't really talk to that side of the family that much either, but I don't talk to my mom's side of the family either. I only talk to the brother I live with. I have 3 brothers, but I only live with one, and my parents, so yeah, my legal guardians, so yeah. That's another thing. Whenever I'm stuck on something, I'll say so yeah a lot, like, so yeah, so yeah, so yeah, so yeah, and I'll just do that, and it's really annoying to me, but I don't know what to do about it. So yeah. Yeah, my god, I am not as intelligent as a normal person. Stop hating on yourself. Sorry, I was talking to myself. Okay, anyways, I have this little trash can in my room, and it's like, it looks like one of those street trash cans, except it's tiny, and it's just in the corner of my room, and it's blue. It's like baby blue, but I had a 25-pound weight on my window, and then my dog tried to run out my window, even though it's glass, because before there was literally no window there, and it was just an open hole, so he could easily escape, and he would escape like that a lot. And so I recently got it fixed, and so I put the weight on my window, and he moved it, and it fell on my trash can, which broke my trash can, so now it's completely useless. So yeah, it's really bad to keep trash in your room, I know. But I'm just, sometimes you just become so lazy. So what can you do, really? Become less lazy, that's what you could do, but can't fix what's already broken. Oh yeah, another thing, speaking of fixing what's already broken, don't get back with your ex. They're your ex in the first place, even if it's like a misunderstanding. They broke up with you, you broke up with them in the first place. Don't get back with them. If you get back with them, you're turning into a toxic relationship. I've never gotten back with any of my exes for this reason, because it's just gonna be toxic, you know? I feel like it would just be toxic, because, like I said, you broke up with them for a reason. There's no reason to be going back. Plenty more fish in the sea. You will find something better. All you can do is upgrade. So yeah, it's like Roblox Tycoons. There's no downgrading, only upgrading, honey. My nose is pretty stuffy too, so sorry if I sound weird. The sun is coming up, which is always worrying, but I see it every day. And I remember a few days ago, I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna see the sun come up, so I'm gonna take pictures of the outside. And then I was like, no, maybe I shouldn't. I was gonna say something about that, but one of my friends does it, so I don't wanna say anything about it and hurt his feelings, because I know he is a sensitive little coward. Is coward a bad word? Can I say that? I don't know bad words. Sorry, I was taking a drink. Oh yeah, when people say taking a swig, is it only for alcohol, or can it be like for water? Like, taking a swig of my water. Like, who says that, honestly? But, whatever. Maybe I should end it. No, not yet. I have a lot of things to talk about, because I didn't talk a lot today. I didn't talk to anyone today, so I don't know. There's just so much I need to say. I get hyper. Like, random waves of hyperness a lot. I kind of like it. It's fun. That sounds weird. That sounds weird. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But yeah, I just get random waves of hyperness, which I don't mind. I'm pretty used to it, but yeah. So that's why I'm like this right now. I feel more hyper than I was yesterday. Because yesterday I felt like, you know, chill vibes, you know. So yeah. And I don't even know what else to talk about. This is just so fun. I feel like if people want to get something off their chest, they should just do it. You don't even have to talk to someone. You know, just record yourself and talk. Talk as much as you want. And in the future, you'll probably listen to it, or you'll probably delete it within the next hour. But it's just nice to talk, and I don't know, maybe that's just me, but yeah, there is this one TikToker, that's so bad, I hate when I say like, oh yeah, there was this one Instagram post, there was this one TikToker, you know, things like that, but anyways, there's this one TikToker, and he was like, I don't know, he's like Italian, but he seems really chill. Italian has nothing to do with it. Anyways, but yeah. So yeah, so kids at his school saw his TikToks, and he was all like, the kids were all like, oh, you're so much more hyper and talkative on here than at school. And he didn't seem hyper or so much talkative. He was just like, you know, chill, you know. He seemed like a chill person to hang out with. And he just goes, I'm more talkative here because it's my house where I'm comfortable. Honestly, preach. Everyone should feel like that. I don't want to say anything about that. You see, I do that a lot, where I'll think of something, and I'll rethink it, and I'll be like, I can't say that. That's pretty bad to say. So I'll just be like, no, I won't say that out loud. So yeah. I don't know. There's something weird. there's a lot of things that I don't know about my family. just, is that a good thing? Maybe in some instances it is a good thing, but in some it's not. Because you want to know a lot about your family, but you don't want to know everything. It's like, you want to know a lot about something, but you don't want to know everything, because sometimes it could get too deep for you, or you can't handle it. And that's another thing, if you can't handle it, if someone's all, if you're like to someone, like, oh, just open it all out, I can handle it all, and they open up to you, and you just deny it, and you're just like, I can't handle that, I'm sorry, I gotta leave, and you just start ghosting them, don't do that. Why even ask them to open up if you're just gonna ghost them and not even talk to them because it was too much for you? If it was too much for you, then don't say, I can handle it, or don't even ask for them to open up. Because that's so mean. That person trusted you by opening up to you and talking to you about what was hurting them or what was bothering them or something, and you just ignore them. So what was the point in them even talking to you? You wasted their breath. So now they gotta kill you. I'm kidding. Now they gotta take your breath. No, I'm kidding. I was kidding about that last part, about killing them. But everything else I wasn't. I'm interrupting people. I feel like everyone gets interrupted, and everyone interrupts people. No matter who you are, you always do it. You've always done it. You've done it at least at one point, or at least thought about it, or something. I don't know. Sometimes some people can handle being interrupted. But sometimes they just can't, and they just lash out. That's your fault. So maybe you shouldn't interrupt people. So yeah. I like it when my friends give me quote-unquote feedback, if that's the right word, feedback on how my podcast is or something. They didn't even tell me how it was. Okay. Never mind. Erase that. So yeah. There's a lot of people that I regret meeting. There's also a lot of people that I don't regret meeting. Like, I regret meeting my brother. I know he's my brother, but imagine if I never met him. I'd be perfect. I'd be perfectly sane. You know, I'd have the PS4. Just saying. I'd be the rich one. I'd be the favorited. I don't even know if that's a word, but yeah. I feel like my grandma favorites my brother more than me. But I think it's because my brother has lied a lot and told her I have done so many sins that I haven't done yet. Or I just haven't done and I will not do, most likely. So yeah. And my grandma's a very religious person. Like, she's all about God and stuff. And I have two crosses in my room, so this is very scary saying this. I believe in God, but I'm not so strict on it. Maybe I shouldn't bring that up. I'm not bringing up religion. Stop laughing. Okay. Just ignore that whole piece. But yeah. My friend also told me that he liked the music in the last podcast. I was like, the music was actually there? Like, you could actually hear it? That's so good. Because I listened to like 5 seconds of that podcast, I could not hear the music, so it was probably when I like stopped talking, which I never do. I'm sorry. It'd be better if I had like other people on here. That would be fun, first of all. And yeah, I just feel like that'd be better if people were on here, because I'd have probably more things to talk about and I'd probably stay on topic more. So yeah, because at this time I just let my mind run wild and my mouth move while my vocal cords make noise. So yeah, air goes through my vocal cords. I hate myself right now. Okay, that's another thing. Don't hate yourself. Okay, yeah. I don't know. I want to bring that up, but I can't. So yeah. There's a lot of sensitive topic for a lot of people. and I'm sorry if I bring up those sensitive topics. I just know I don't mean any harm. This is like a disclaimer I should put before the podcast. I'm gonna start doing that. But I don't mean any harm to anyone, any families, you know, any thoughts. I don't want anyone to freak out, lash out, anything. I don't mean any harm in anything I'm saying. If I say something wrong, it's purely by accident. I wasn't thinking, just things like that, you know, like the normal things. So, anyways. Wow, it's like 5 till 5. Okay, 45 minutes. That's how long I've been talking. It doesn't even feel like that long. That was nasty, I'm sorry. But yeah, I need to do laundry. I've told myself for the week, I need to do laundry. Because I'm starting to run out of clean clothes. I need to do laundry. I need to wash my blankets and my pillows and like all that. Probably nasty talking about that. But yeah, I keep telling myself that and I just never do it. I keep procrastinating. And yeah. And speaking of procrastination, I learned that word from The Amazing World of Gumball. So yeah, there's a lot you can learn from cartoons and TV. So yeah. My drink is pretty cold. Oh yeah, my AC is running and my AC is pretty cold at night, but in the day, of course, it's hot because it's summer right now. So yeah. I wish it would be winter sooner. What's the next season? Fall, right? Fall and winter? I'm okay with fall, because it's pretty chilly. Speaking of chilly, when girls, I don't know if guys do it, but when people say, like, chilly, like, I don't know, chilly something chilly, I don't know. What does that even mean? Is it, like, that, the new N-I-Oop, or, like, oof, or something? I sound like an old grandma. But yeah, what does chili even mean? Like, oh my god, chili. You know? Like, what, you want to go eat at a restaurant or something? My jokes are really bad. I was talking to my mom about that today. I was like, Mom, does Dad ever tell you dad jokes? And she was like, no, but he does tell me jokes that only me and him get. And I was like, oh, okay, so inside jokes. She was like, yeah. So yeah. She told me that after I got disappointed, after hearing that he doesn't tell dad jokes. Because I absolutely love dad jokes and puns. Oh yeah, uncle jokes. Uncle jokes and dad jokes, they're the same thing, right? I like to think of them as the same thing. And in my head, uncle jokes ran so dad jokes could walk. Keeping up with the trends. Look at me. Hey, I'm really trying. So yeah, I need to record a quote-unquote sponsor, I guess. They didn't really reach out to me. I was just like, oh, look at this money. So, oh yeah, another thing, if you ever see something and someone says, here, you want this, take it. If it's positive, take it. Like, here, take this $5. Take that $5. Unless it's from, like, a stranger. Make sure it's someone you know. Okay, so yeah. So yeah, as long as someone you know does it, then take that. Because you might never get that opportunity again. Your $5 is gone. And now it's their $5 forever now. You could have brought, like, 3 bags of chips with that. In my area, I could have bought 1 bag of chips with that, and that's hot Cheetos. Actually, I mentioned this last podcast, but I've been craving Doritos and cream cheese, and I think there's something wrong with me, so yeah. A long time ago, a few years ago, this just popped into my head, and it's so funny. It's not funny at all. I'm sorry. But yeah, this pregnant lady, she was doing like, oh yeah, my weird food cravings review. And so it was like, one of them was pickles and peanut butter, which is like, ew. Okay, can you stop? Cut the cameras. Deadass. But yeah. That didn't seem nice. My friend, I was about to say her name. No, one of my acquaintances, more like, at lunchtime, she used to bring the snack, and it was, like, Cheez-Its with, pretzels. You know, the pretzels with the salt on them, and the Cheez-Its. Regular Cheez-Its, not those new snapped crackle pop Cheez-Its. I don't know what that's about. I haven't tried them. I don't want to try them. But yeah, and it was like something else. It was like chocolate related, I think. Anyways, it was like sweet, cheesy. It was just, oh. It was like all together. You would eat the three things together at once in one bite. It was like so savory, and it was so good. And I wanted my mom to get those things because it was just so good. So, yeah. And I don't like Cheez-Its. I'll eat them. Don't get me wrong. Okay, me being me, I'd eat them. I won't eat anything that is. There's a lot of food that I don't like. I'm pretty picky. But, yeah, Cheez-Its are not made of real cheese. And I don't eat a lot of things that are, like, made with real grapes, real apples, or things like that. But they're not made with real cheese. And cheese nips. Those are made with real cheese, or so it advertised. Like, their advertising is literally made with real cheese, unlike Cheez-Its. And I was like, okay, I didn't know that was legal. So yeah, and plus, Cheez Nips taste better to me. They don't taste like cardboard. Cheez-Its taste like cardboard, that's what I'm trying to say. So yeah. The sun is fully bright now. I have been talking. This is definitely my longest podcast, and I thought this was gonna last 10 minutes, and it's lasted so long. I hope you guys are okay with this, by the way. I need to talk to my mom before she leaves for work. I totally forgot what I'm supposed to talk to her about, but it's definitely something, so yeah. Maybe it's about getting rice when she comes home. Another thing, my friend, for her birthday, she really wants, like, this strawberry shortcake thing. She doesn't know what the cake is called, or what it looks like. All she knows is what the inside of it looks like, and how it tastes. So she was trying to Google it, and so, I just don't know. She sent a lot of pictures of strawberry shortcake, though. And my cooking skills, my baking skills are not that unique, you know. They're pretty average for, like, the normal 13-year-old. So, I'm not 13. What the heck? I'm way older than that. Anyways, they're pretty average for the normal person my age. So, yeah. I don't know. I just want to make her a cake. Bake her a cake. Baking's fun. And actually, when I grow up, I want to be a pastry chef. I don't think that's a good time to be talking about it right now. Another thing, I doubt anyone made it this far, but kudos to you if you did. I don't know what kudos means, but it's something good, I know. So yeah, kudos to you if you made it this far. I love you. No homo if you're a girl, and not like that if you're a boy. So, friendship is magic, kind of love, you know. Equestria girls, I don't like My Little Pony. My friend is a pretty big brony, though. I don't know if he still is, but 2 years ago he was, so, you know, I'm still sticking with it that he is, and I haven't teased him about it in a few years, so, I haven't known him for a few years. Anyways, I have this book. It's not a book, it's a journal, and I just draw in it. Like, it's either I draw, or I paint, or do whatever. And, I don't know. I write in it sometimes, too, like, things I could buy. Because I had this $50 gift card. I wrote, like, 20,000 things I could buy that were in the budget. And I was just like, no, I can't buy all of these things. So I ended up buying literally nothing from that list. So yeah, that was a complete waste of time. I'm sure it'll be better when I'm like 18 or older. I don't know. But yeah, I'm getting kind of tired now. But I usually go to sleep at like 10. So yeah, I'm not gonna go to sleep yet. So yeah, you ever do that when you're like on the phone with someone and you really like where the conversation is going, but like you're getting tired, so you're just like, yeah, I'm getting kind of tired. And they just do, they're just like, oh, then go to sleep. And it's so adorable. It's just so cute. And they're just like, oh, go to sleep then. And you're just like, no, I'm going to talk to you more. Like, I don't know. Relationships like that, or friendships, relationships more like, are so cute like that. So, yeah. Relationships are really cute. Most of them are pretty freaking cute. Don't trust relationships on social media, though. Those are usually a lie. I have learned the hard way. So, yeah. I might as well end up ending this right here. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you guys on the flip side.